You had mentioned earlier, as it relates to the time frame, the two-week lockdown we had initially and now the extension, and you're, in your view, you think the situation would be much different, right, the next 2 weeks. I'm going to say categorically, in my view, the situation is basically going to be the same. I'll tell you why.
Okay.
People are going into the supermarkets. They're going around in the numbers still. You understand? The face masks. I have a query about these face masks. The CDC has said 3 weeks ago that the cloth masks are vulnerable to these different variants. I witnessed this morning some people using two masks, but unless you're using two masks, you know, you're vulnerable. They're going out there, the virus is still being spread. And the thing is, we don't even know how many variants we have in our society. So as a government, need to come to the table when they're having these press conferences and speak about masks. And the quality mask people are wearing, because you know it's okay that the variant is this variant that we have, the UK variant, which we know that is here, obviously, because we got done the tests in Trinidad and so forth. So that confirmation is well known. But the mask now, in my view, the government should look at the mask and tell the people it's best to wear two masks, right?
And we've also seen the prime minister in two masks, right?
Exactly.
I observed that yesterday.
The first person I saw wearing two masks was Bill Clinton at a baseball funeral about 4 weeks ago wearing two masks. You understand? So something in wearing, you get obviously better protection, you know, as it relates to the transmission of this droplet virus, you know. So I expect in another 2 weeks, we will still be recording high amount of infections. You understand?
Because I really hope not.
The virus is being, I hope not too, but I'm not stupid. I was wearing masks in Barbados 3 months before the people here said to wear masks. Because my basic biology instruction from at school, anything that is a droplet, you can inhale it, you know. Even when the CDC was saying that masks was a priority at the time, you know, I was wearing my mask. So I thank you for listening to me, and I would ask you to carry on with the good job you're doing, and you have really refreshed and rebranded this program, right?
Well, thank you for that endorsement. And thank you for your call. I really appreciate it. Good morning. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Hi, good morning, Mom.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Nice to hear you too, and wishing you all the best. I would just like to contribute to a few points, please, if I may. And
yes,
one of the key things, in my opinion, is that we need to start holding people accountable for their actions.
All right.
You know, the government is trying the best. They're doing everything. It's a pandemic. I mean, countries that have resources struggling. Mm-hmm. We don't have any, and we're trying. But, you know, I've been traveling around the country even before the pause or the lockdown, and I would see people and agents congregating and behaving like it was normal. We have a lockdown and people are still trying to cheat the system, still trying to get out and duck out because, in my opinion, they have not recognized the real seriousness of this disease. We've gone from 7 to 26, and people still ain't wake up yet. We just lost a little girl. People still ain't wake up yet. You know, so anybody who can ease out, and any shopkeeper who can open the back door, they're willing to do it. You know, they're willing to do it. And that's the sad thing, that Barbadians need to start holding each other accountable for their actions. You know, and we need to talk about things like, instead of criticizing government who these guys were working for a year straight. Minister Bostic from last year, they still was running every day, he and his support team, the doctors and the nurses, the prime minister, and getting a rest. You know, we got to respect and understand that they're like us, and they are working hard, and they're trying. But let us do our part. Let us wear our masks. Let us not go out if we do not have to. People go, I tell you, living in the highway, he cares up and down like, wait, it's a normal day. So people just leaving home because they want to leave home. And get out. All right. One other point I want to make is, too, that, you know, and we should talk about the stealing from the institution. I mean, I was shame.
Yeah, that's really, really despicable.
I cannot.
You go for medical treatment and you would steal from the facility is...
You know, you go for treatment. We're spending resources we do not have. And as the prime minister made an excellent point yesterday, saying that I ain't got any money to maybe buy back the things, but I might not get them because of stock levels. Really? So people got to recognize we need to start holding ourselves accountable for our behaviors to help us to wrestle this pandemic to the ground. One other thing, finally, is I want to talk about the injection, the vaccine. Yes. Mm-hmm. Two things. I'm going to do a short one first. The short point would be the lady who called about the fact that she heard from Trinidad first about the passing of the little girl.
You know, yeah, I said that.
Because of social mm-hmm. media, you know? Because person that working with little girl, any time she passed, them on the phone, WhatsApping somebody in New York. So New York can send Canada and Canada can send all over the world. And then they can get it from a friend in New York before the minister and the government could really put their response together to bring to the public. So that's what we got to live with these days.
I would like to say something here, though. Sorry for interrupting you.
Sure.
But what I saw was actually an excerpt from the Ministry of Health in Trinidad and Tobago, their press conference. So this is not just this kind of WhatsApp thing where somebody here and to tell somebody else and that sort of thing. What I saw was that there was a doctor in Trinidad and Tobago who at their press conference, just as we have ours, they were talking about the risks to pregnant women, whether or not they should be vaccinated. And they were also talking about ensuring that people are on their guard with regards to children. And they mentioned that there is this syndrome, MISC, I think it is being called, that children are susceptible to if they contract COVID-19. And the doctor noted that one child had succumbed to this in Barbados. So I can understand the other kind of things, the social media things getting around because somebody said something to somebody and that kind of transmission of information. And also that's the way that we get misinformation too. But what surprised me was that this was coming from what I consider to be an official source in Trinidad and Tobago. So my question would be, how is it that we could hear this from that kind of source in Trinidad and Tobago before hearing it in Barbados? And I honestly was saying to myself, this must be somebody who is sending a false report about this press conference in Trinidad and Tobago, because we had a press conference and it was not mentioned, and I have not heard it come over in the news or anything of the sort. So I don't know. I had some questions about that. However, it is a sad situation. I wouldn't want to make a big deal out of somebody else's grief and loss.
Yes, yes.
But there you go. Yeah, sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
Personally, yeah, because Ambassador Thompson, and a few days or a week ago when she was speaking about the statistics, she said something that had me thrown off too, and she was saying, if I got it right, that if somebody died today, the cutoff time, so it would not be in her report, you know, like the press conference, it would come like in the next press conference. And I think that is a sign they need to look at, because people need this information like almost immediately, especially if they're deaf. And the video from the doctor, and I guess you saw that too. I mean,
yes, I did.
That one struck at the heartstrings of Barbadians. And I like how she came over, you know, think twice before you leave home to go by your neighbor, to go by your girlfriend or your boyfriend, to go and get something you don't need, because you're endangering, you know, all the frontline workers. That was so impassioned. So, I mean, if that has not done it, I don't know what will. And in wrapping up, I want to talk about the vaccine and
about the vaccine, yes.
Yes, and we saw how the Prime Minister really got a little agitated, kind of, you know, when she was asking Minister Bostic and the other doctor, how many people died from the millions of vaccines that have been in the UK? The point being, millions of people take this vaccine, people. We are 280,000 people. We need to take the vaccine. And that sold it to me, because I was on the fence as well. And I'm like, yeah, I got to play my part so I can take the vaccine. So I would like Barbadians to really think about it. Ain't no conspiracy. The science is good. We have reputable doctors and institutions who support it. And we need to do our part now so we can get back some, you know, sense of normalcy. We need that, I think, some 80% of Barbadians, or 80% I think it is, or whatever it is. We need to get those numbers up. So I'm on board now.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best. I hope you get vaccinated soon.
Yes, please. It will do.
And thank you for calling. You have a good day, too. I have some messages on the WhatsApp. There was someone earlier who mentioned the type of mask we are wearing and that we need some advice. Maybe it was the same caller. We talked about double masking, perhaps. And I have a message here. I don't know if the person that sent the message would like me to identify them, but it is a medical doctor who indicates that on the subject of mask wearing, too many individuals are still wearing the sports mask with a valve, allowing what is exhaled directly unfiltered to expose the individuals nearby. This is not recommended. The correct types of masks should be used. So I assume those are, I'm not even sure if, I think it is a triple layer cloth mask is what I have heard recently, the surgical masks. I know we're told the N95 masks should really be left for healthcare workers, but I see that they're selling in pharmacies and in several other places. So we need to be cautious of the kinds of masks we're wearing. I know there were some that were kind of like spandex material. I think those have also been advised against too, because they don't offer too much protection. So we've had some interesting calls so far, COVID-19 related. I've seen some people have also taken us back to the discussion on Sunday about race and racism in Barbados, certainly on the WhatsApp. So we have a lot to talk about. And I welcome your participation. 434-1790 is the number to call. Good morning. This is Dr. Brass Sachs.
Good morning, Dr.
Hi. Yes, welcome to the program.
Oh, I thought that he didn't get tried. Oh, okay.
You made it.
Yes, thank you. Good morning to the wider public in Barbados as well, and I hope that everybody keeping themselves safe. You know, Christina, it is interesting, this discussion this morning. And let me start exactly where you just ended, as it might relate to the wearing of masks. Why is it that from inception somebody couldn't have said, I mean, retrospect got some words attached to it that we all know, but why is it now that wearing a particular type of mask is a problem when no information was forthcoming relative to the right type of mask that you should use? I know somebody's going to come and say, but yes, we did that. We did say that you're supposed to use a medical mask, or you're supposed to use this type of mask, but people use, as you rightly say, a lot of recreational masks that were built or that were being distributed among the people for themselves. Now, I just want to back this up by saying that quite recently we had in New York City a gentleman that had millions of illegal masks, and he was arrested by the federal authorities, and one of the charges that is before him would suggest that he had a mask that wasn't the prescribed mask in the United States of America, and blah, 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 and the seize a whole set of masks that, who knows, maybe some of these masks that they say are the right masks might would have find themselves in our own situation, because I hear the Prime Minister yesterday touting that they have people all over the world looking at the Barbadian public can get some. I don't know what has happened with the mask. That is a question as well. So who really knows what is the correct mask that we should be wearing? They should tell us so, straight up. Now, let me just move on here. You all, a lady spoke to you early this morning, and she used the word novel.
Yes.
And you agreed with her that, yes, novel, meaning new to the public. I agree. However, novel, not meaning though, not new to science.
Yes, because there are other coronaviruses that are known of.
Right, exactly. So information, again, in retrospect, makes a lot of sense when you're going to contribute. So let us deal with this novel. Novel meaning new to John Public. Novel meaning new to the average person that thinks that a novel or the word novel use only to describe a book. Because we in Barbados, when we went to school, they tell us a novel is a book. So,
well, that's one of the meanings. You know, they give us, when you do grammar at school, they give you words that have two meanings. So we should know both meanings of novel, right?
Of course.
Or at least we should have learned it. We might have forgotten by now, but...
Well, yes. I certainly did, because when I heard that sparked something in my mind, and I really had to look into it. However, novel to the general public, as it might relate to Corona, but not to science, because science knew of Corona in its general sense long time before John Public and Barbados and a whole lot of the world that weren't into the science, they knew what it was. They know. So maybe, Dr. Hines, this is where the programs fail from the point of view that when these words are used and these situations are articulated by general public, this should be the other side of the story. We have a real problem in Barbados, and I'm moving along quickly.
Okay.
All of a sudden, Barbadians are to be computer savvy, meaning all of a sudden, Barbadians in their general makeup should know how to operate a computer or even operate WhatsApp. I hear one of your moderators talks about his immediate family. They were luminaries in this country for a long time. They had excellent education, therefore, in their old age, yes, they are still able to understand how to process information. That is all well and good. We got a lot of young people that can do a lot of things. But you're looking at average working people, Dr. Hines, that don't necessarily use WhatsApp, that would really use a phone for calling. And all of a sudden, they're to go online to bank. They're to go online to send an account number. Now, let me stick a pin here for a minute. Haven't we been told, do not give out your personal information to nobody over a phone?
We have been, and including, via WhatsApp. I keep hearing people talk about WhatsApp, yeah. But I have some tech-savvy friends who have indicated to me that although WhatsApp does have encryption, that it is not the most secure way as well to transmit information, that there are other messenger services that are more secure.
Dr. Hayes, this is retrospect, you know. The problem is that we have been asked to be computer savvy, to know everything there is to know about computer. Dr. Hines, the banks just before Corona wasn't telling individuals that were not banking, that had an account, that weren't active. We had banks in Barbados that was telling the people, come for the money, and closing off those accounts. We had this is nothing that I'm digging up. This is facts. We had banks in Barbados that as long as an account was very inactive, for whatever reason, the banks were shutting down that account and telling you, come for the little money, and a lot of people in Barbados didn't have a bank account. You're asked now to do a lot of things, even accessing the government help that they're going to give you, and they're asking for a bank account. A lot of people in Barbados don't have it.
Yes, there is a significant proportion of the population that is unbanked.
A significant amount of the population. I am saying that to you, Karen.
I can't give the statistics, but I know that there are people who are unbanked in Barbados.
Because prior to Corona, remember when the conversations were being had, when they were saying that the banks are a business of their own, or the banks were doing what they feel like. We know in Barbados that the banks generally in Barbados are not regulated by the central bank. The central bank in Barbados is a governing body. But the bankers' union in Barbados do as they like. You had one of the people from the banks. Your program had one of the people from the banks before Corona. And a lot of the questions that John Public was asking were milled around and not answered. And one of the defining factors in all of this was the banks in Barbados have been doing what they like to general Barbadians, swapping and changing, picking and choosing who they want to bank with them. A large amount of the population does not have bank accounts. Just before Corona, you had individuals that work for companies in Barbados that their money had to stream through certain banks. You remember those individuals came to the radio station in the program and were saying that they couldn't even get the money out of the bank. Mm-hmm. All of these things, and it hurts me. It hurts me to believe that we are so gullible in all of this. I heard some people earlier in your program alluded to the fact that, you know, let me shut down the country for the next year.
The year?
Yeah.
Let
me say not for the rest of the year. That is my fault. Let me say for another month.
I heard till March. Yeah,
right,
in March.
Right, till March. Good. Dr. Hines, I can bet you those individuals that touting that idea gets a pension. I want to say to those individuals, if the government does not send you a pension this month, you can come back to the radio and you're going to say, I haven't received my pension. And you're going to be very, very, very vocal about why you have not received your pension. On the other hand, individuals that have an 8-to-4 and a 9-to-5, that people are saying, but you should buy $1,000 or $2,000 in groceries and stay in your house.
That's not possible for many people.
That is not possible for people in Barbados. A large set of the population, a large group of the population have to go to the supermarket when they get paid.
And for some people, that might even be every day.
Depending on how they receive or not receive any money.
Yes,
As a matter of fact, for all the days when I pass the supermarkets that have been open, I am seeing the long lines. In that, not so much that the lines should be long, but the supermarkets are playing their role in that they're only allowing a certain amount to come in, and as a certain amount come in and a certain amount come out, they're allowing people to filter in then. You still seeing the lines? Because yeah. Those are people that have to shop every day depending on how they receive money. And then you got people that don't work to get a salary every month. They work from day to day or from week to week. We have always known this, and people just throwing this net over individuals for going to the supermarket to try to live, to try to eat and drink like they are.
Yeah.
I am at pains. I am at pains.
I can hear that.
Then you could have individuals that can afford it, that got all the money that they have worked for hard, and they got it saved somewhere, and they can go and spend $2,000 or $3,000 in groceries and stay home, and then get in their vehicles, drive around, or have a function to go to and observe Barbadians trying to eat and drink just like them. Mm-hmm. The difference in the two is that, sir or ma'am, you got your thousands of dollars that you can go and shop to suit yourself. That individual ain't going through nobody window. They're going to the supermarket as they get money to be able to shop. And predominantly so, in Barbados, that is how Barbadians live from day to day, from week to week.
Yes,
and we are suffering. The Prime Minister made a... Let me say this last thing.
Yeah, because we have to go to a break. So last point, right?
The Prime Minister make a point that the people, when they're moving out of the places, they're carrying away the stuff, and she might not be able to replace them. She probably don't mind because people suffering, but she might not be able to replace them. Leave the things in the people's place and come out and go to your families. But you can't see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
The care packages, a point was made in your program that people get 3 and 4 bags because all of it has been done badly.
Mm.
Badly. And let me tell you why. I passed in an area where they were giving out the stuff and people were driving to the location and people were packing up themselves up against the truck. And you know all you had to get was your ID number.
Mm.
They didn't want the names, just ID number. So a fella could have gone wrong the road and get a pack and come back and get ID again, and there wasn't a checks and balances.
Mm.
And look, it is real problems with all of the things because all of a sudden, we as Barbadians are being asked to be scientists when really we are not. We're day-to-day, week-to-week people.
Well, I thank you for these contributions. You have a lot to say, and I think a lot of us do. There's so many things on people's minds and on their hearts that they need to get out. And I thank you for sharing with us. We have to go to a break. This is Down to Brass Tacks.